Tonight, Shia Simen Reish Samich, Simen Reish Samich, Dine Hachnasas Shabbos. The halachas of entering into Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos. Sif Aleph. Mitzvah lirchoitz. It is a mitzvah to wash, to hagar eretz, kol gufo, his whole body, v'mi'ef shal lirchoitz. If not, a minimum to wash, panov yadov v'raglov, his face, his hands, and his feet, b'chamin, with hot water, be'erev Shabbos, on Friday. Umitzvah lachof haroish, it's also a mitzvah to thoroughly clean his hair, ulagaleach hatzipanai ber Shabbos, and to cut off his fingernails on Friday. The Amos says, from Hayisaris Rosh HaGadolos, if the hair on his head was long, mitzvah lagachan, then it's a mitzvah to get a haircut as well. Ukshinot tzipornov, when he cuts his nails, his fingernails, lo yitol asan kesidron, don't take off the nails in order. V'yaschil b'smol b'kemitza, he starts with the left one, with the kemitza. The kemitza is the finger next to the pinky. Ubiyamin, on the right hand, he starts be'etzpa, with the pointer finger. The similes of the simen is, on the left hand, you start with dalid, the fourth finger, beis, second, hey, fifth, gimel, the middle, aleph, the thumb. Besmerl on the left hand. Ubeis, dalid, aleph, gimel, hey, biyamin. On the right hand, you do the second, then fourth, then first, third, and fifth. Mishnah Berurah Sif Karen Aleph, mitzvah v'chulut. It's a mitzvah to bathe erev Shabbos, and the Mechaber just says your face, your hands, and your feet are mustiks in your whole body. Mitzvah v'chulut. The mitzvah to bathe is when they covered Shabbos. This is a covered Shabbos, giving honor to Shabbos. U'mikomal kameinza choyva gemur. However, this is not an absolute obligation. V'makayma mekavla le'a soch. If you do it, you get reward. V'she'enu mekayma, if you don't do it, enu nenesh, it's not that you get punished. Now be very careful that in your endeavor to fulfill the mitzvah of bathing Erev Shabbos, you end up being Mechal Shabbos. Due to our many sins, many stumble in this. In the winter when there are short days. They're busy bathing until it's almost dark. Min Tashkia. And even if they finished the actual bathing and it wasn't Shabbos yet, he still has an Isser at his hand, because sometimes when he's done, he starts combing out his hair. That's an Isser Torah, the Shabbos on Shabbos. And then sometimes, it's very common, that after he's done, he'll take his towel and then squeeze out the water that's in the towel. Ringing the towel is mechabes. We'll learn that later in Simin Shin Beis. For ra'ui, so it is proper. For all who have Yiras Shemayim in his heart, to stop people from doing this. And they'll have the merit of the tzibur keeping Shabbos. And that he shouldn't be caught chas v'sholom in the snare of their sin. We know Chazal teach us. If a person has the ability to rebuke his family and does not do so, he will be held liable for their sins. If someone has the ability to make a mechah for the city and he doesn't, he'll be held liable for the sins of the city. The mitzvah is to wash. This mitzvah is for women like men. And in the winter, when the days are short, they don't have time, they'll just fulfill the mitzvah with the minimal, washing their face and hands. For men too, they'll do that if that's all they have time for. The Ramah says his whole body should be washed with hot water. His hands, his face, and his feet. Today we don't put feet on that level. We're not careful with that. Maybe in Chazal's time, in the Gemara's places, they're particular to wash their feet because they went barefoot. So they had to wash off the dust and the dirt. As opposed to our countries. The Pimagodim writes like this back, B'simendal, B'eshlavom, Sifkon Alf. Ayin Shom, look over there. Sifkon Hey, the mitzvah is to do this washing be'erev Shabbos. V'vodim b'chol ze be'erev Yom Tov. The same is true in Erev Yom Tov. Al b'yom chamishi, Lahavi yikare de Shabbos. But on Thursday, that's not given cover to Shabbos. Elam kein e'erv shelo lirchos be'erv Shabbos, unless he can't bathe in erev Shabbos. It's called kama de mikra de Shabbos tvema, then whatever is close to Shabbos is better. V'chein in the stop bear, and the same is true for the haircuts. So on the short winter Fridays, if there isn't going to be time on Friday except to wash your face and your hands, then bathe on Thursday. And if you can't give your kids baths on Friday, then do it on Thursday. In other words, if you don't have enough time on Friday to do anything more than the bare minimum, then do the whole bath thing on Thursday. Sifkan Vav. Be'erev Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to wash the hair and to cut the fingernails on Erev Shabbos. Ubiyam Chamishi Makbidim Shlo Litlan. There are people who are careful not to do their nails, to cut nails on Thursdays. Because the fingernails begin to return and sprout and grow day three from when they were cut. That's not considered Kavod Shabbos when they begin to grow back on Shabbos. Yesha kasvu, some write, not to cut the fingernails and toenails on the same day. And they should be cut only on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. So the proper thing would be to do the toenails on Thursday and the fingernails on Friday. The Gemara teaches us, one who burns the nails is considered pious. Kov and Tzaddik, one who buries them, is a Tzaddik. Zarkan, one who tosses them, is a Rasha. Because a woman who's expecting may cross over those nails and cause her to miscarry. Therefore, in the base medrash, it's not common to have women, or if you have a bathhouse that's for men only, then you could toss the nails on the floor because no lady is going there. Besides, Gemara tells us there that the nails only can be harmful in this point or the spot where they fell. But if afterwards you sweep them and gather them so that you move them from where they fell, then you toss them outside, there's no concern. From here we learn that if a person cuts his nails in his house where women are around, and he lost some nails, they fell out of his hand, so he should quickly sweep up that spot, clean up that spot, so if the nails are there, they'll be moved around, then there's no concern. The Rabbi says perhaps in the same room to move them around isn't enough. They have to be moved to another room to be neutralized. One should wash his hands after cutting his nails. If his hair is long, cut them. Bitar, either with a razor or misparayim or scissors. Vatam, why should he get a haircut? Kadesh liyichnos a Shabbos kishumanuvol. He shouldn't come into Shabbos looking unkempt. Yesh mekaymes she'ein legalchem ve'ein noitlan hatzipunayim b'rosh chodesh. There are places where the minig is not to get a haircut and not to cut nails on Rosh Chodesh. Afilu chal b'yom erev Shabbos chodesh, even if Rosh Chodesh is erev Shabbos. So erev Shabbos, when it's Rosh Chodesh, they won't get a haircut, they won't cut nails. Ki kein siva Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosid. This is from the commands of Yehuda Chosid. Sifkat and ches, lo yitol v'chulu. The fingernails should not be cut in order. B'tashbeitz kosov, tashbeitz writes, shemaharam lo dikdek b'zeh. The maram was not particular. He held, you can cut your nails any way you want. It comes straight in order. V'chein kasfu al ha'ari. And they say the same about the Arizal, that there's no concern about cutting the nails in order. And yet, nonetheless, one l'chadchila should be careful. The notes bring that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't differentiate between fingernails and toenails. And the Chazon Ish was only makbid on fingernails. He wasn't makbid on his toenails. And Chaim Kinevsky's Medayik, that the source of this halacha only mentioned fingernails, not toenails. The notes also bring that l'chayra with fingernails were makbid not to cut on Thursday because we're afraid they'll grow on Shabbos. What about haircuts? So there are those who are marking haircuts too, because it's us growing back on Shabbos. So he says, Lamaisa, we don't cut our hair all the way down, so how can you tell the difference, this hair? So he brings him this curl, said, Afa Pekin, you should better get a haircut on a Friday, not on a Thursday. If Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Friday, and you're not going to do your nails or haircuts on Friday, then the Shai Tshuva says you can do them on Thursday. See a face. When it gets close to nightfall, he should ask his family, meaning a man should ask his wife, in a soft tone, Isartem, do you take Meiser? A Raftem, do you do Erev Chaseiris? Yifarshtem Chal, we mafish Chalam. And he should tell them, Hedlikos in there, it's time to light candles. Now, in places where we don't do Meiser, you don't have to tell them, did you do Meiser? This is before twilight, before sunset, when it's certainly day. So there's time to add from Friday into Shabbos. Why did he wait till so late to even ask? Because they may be negligent and say, we have plenty of time. So you can't ask this question when it's too early on the day. You have to ask when it's close to evening. You have to say it softly in order for them to accept what he's saying. A person should never be overbearing in his household. The Gemara says, if you cast fear on your family, they'll end up being Mechal Shabbos. They'll give them to eat things that are Osir, and all kinds of Averis will come. Did you take off Meiser? These are things you cannot do on Shabbos. Therefore, he has to get them motivated to take care of it before Shabbos. Did you do Erev Chatzeres? But in those places where the derech is not to do Erev Chatzeres every week, just from Erev Pesach to Erev Pesach, it's not common to set aside Erev Techumim. He doesn't have to say it. I'll tell you, we don't ask that question either. We don't ask Meis, we don't do Meisus. We don't ask Eir, we don't do Chazeres. We don't ask Machala either. The Tshuva says the reason why. But Erev Pesach, you better ask. If Erev Pesach is Shabbos, then you better ask Erev Shabbos. The Tshuva's Knesset Yecheskel doesn't discuss Erev Pesach in general. The Tshuva's Knesset Yecheskel only discusses Erev Pesach that's Chal on Shabbos. The Knesset Yecheskel says the reason why we don't ask if they were Mafresh Chala today is because in Chutz La'aretz, even if you weren't Mafresh Chala, you'd be able to eat from the bread on Shabbos and then mafresh motzoi Shabbos. So we're not going to ask if they're mafresh challah Erev Shabbos. But when you're eating chametz Erev Pesach that's challah on Shabbos, you have to make sure that the challah was taken from that chametz before Shabbos and burnt, because if you wait till Pesach, it's aser, so you have no eitz like that. However, he doesn't address Erev Pesach in general. The Esh Lavram from Buchach has a different approach, and he says the reason why we don't ask if they're Mafresh Challah Erev Shabbos is because we call our bread on Shabbos Challah. The fact that we call it Challah reminds us to Mafresh Challah, and therefore we don't have to ask anything on Erev Shabbos. But on Erev Pesach, he doesn't mention this, but it would follow that on Erev Pesach you'd have to ask, because we don't call it Challah on Pesach, we call it matzah. So then you'd have to ask Erev Pesach, will you mafresh challah from the matzah? So it comes out as two different things. On Erev Pesach, bevadid sarach lishol, if they're mafresh challah from the matzah, because it's not like you call it challah, you'll remember. And if Erev Pesach is challah on Shabbos, then you have to ask Erev Shabbos if they're mafresh challah from the bread, because you don't have the Eitzah of being Mafresh Motzei Shabbos in the event that you forgot. Sifkan Yudat Hedliku V'chulu, and you instruct them to light candles, but Patach Tachas HaHei Loshen Sivui, It's a patach under the hay. It's a command. Then shach she'el is not a question. The roi'esh lo hudluk, he can see it wasn't lit. V'hu hadin she'yas hireim she'yifseku melasos malacha. Similarly, he should tell them not to do malacha. V'hu oz beis ha'medesh o mokam acher. Now, if he is already in beis ha'medesh or someplace else when it's getting close to Shabbos, tzarech l'shluch acher she'yas hireim l'zeh. He should send someone else to instruct them to make sure to light candles and not to mechal Shabbos.